jasoncharles.net.
Deep talk, deep sounds.
Design for Living with Lisa Mehta on jasoncharles.net.
Going through some changes. Going through some changes.
Hey everyone, this is Lisa Mehta on Design for Living on jasoncharles.net. What up, what up? Welcome to episode 6. We're going to be talking about the word visualize. You got to see it, believe it, to achieve it. So everything is created twice. First in your mind as a thought, and then becoming tangible through aligned action. So this really emphasizes the importance of visualization. One of my favorite quotes is, visualization is daydreaming with a purpose. Because the truth is, your mind is already very active in a day, and you are constantly thinking and maybe even daydreaming in the sense of aimlessly thinking about thoughts. But when you're visualizing and you're using your mind as a way to pull you forward into what you want for yourself, this is when it becomes a tool for visualizing. A tool for manifesting, a tool for having what you see in your mind in your life. So if you can see it in your mind, you can have it in your life. That is one of the most powerful things that I think we can really own as manifestors and as people, that your thoughts are that powerful. They play such a huge role in getting you to your results. So yeah, one thought at a time and one step at a time. And using your imagination as a tool to begin to see yourself succeeding is one of the ways to create a pathway to success in your life. See it, believe it, achieve it. So using your imagination as a tool to begin to see yourself succeeding is one of the ways to create a pathway to success in your life. Realize it, visualize it, actualize it, and metamorphize it. So that is actually my science of change process. And that is how important visualization is, because first you must realize what you want, and then you use your mind to see it, to pull you forward into what you want in your life. Then you take the aligned action. So just having a vision alone will not bring it to life. A vision is a mental map helping you to pull you forward into the aligned action needed. The thing is, in fact, I see this a lot in my business with my clients, is that, and maybe even with myself too, many people make the mistake of staying in the wanting of something and wondering why it doesn't happen. Because wanting will only create more wanting. So you must take that want, that desire, bring it into the mind as a visualization, see it already happening, and be the designer of your life. And only from there, you can take responsibility to create it. So having a vision is about using your imagination to charge up your vision. Use your mind and your emotions, which are vibrations, rippling out like a receiver, sending out signals. It's like a calling. So one of the things I always like to talk about on this podcast is, what is the definition of the word that we're talking about? And I do this because it's really important that we take a step back and define something for ourselves, so that we are creating as a designer and not from our default, whether it's our default program or our default in what someone else has told us, which really leads to our program. So what is visualization, the definition? And it's defined as, form a mental image of something. It's your imagination. And the more I research and do psychology on the brain, the more I realize the brain is both fascinating and complex and also deceivingly simple. So today I wanted to touch on the fact that our brains can't tell the difference between reality and thoughts. So when you're creating a vision in your mind, you're telling your brain, yes, this is happening right now. This is possible. It's happening in your mind, which makes it possible to happen in your life. One of the hacks that I do for visualization is using this most powerful little sentence. I'm so happy and grateful now that. And then you fill in the now that I am living in a beautiful home with a garden and a dog, and I have a backyard, and I'm super happy there living with my partner. And you say it as if it's already happening. So it's as if you're taking your vision, you're bringing it into the present moment, and you're calling it in. You're just pulling yourself into that vision every single day. So yeah, the definition is to form a mental image of it. You want to sit and see yourself visualizing, waking up in the morning, at least in my example here, having my coffee on my porch, petting my dog. I'm so excited to have a doggy. And actually, that is my next vision that I just shared with you. Hopefully we can bring that into fruition together. So once we just get clear about what the definition is, then I like to take a moment and what is my definition of visualizing? How do I really define it and use it in my life? So for me, it's what I allow myself to see as possible and how I get to stretch my thinking so that I can see it and then achieve it. So visualizing, I also use what I see around me to help me form the image. So if I see others having it, I know that it's possible for me to also have it. And I've heard this a lot about jealousy when people get upset that they're jealous of other people having something. I actually often say that jealousy is actually a tool to help you see what you want for yourself. So it could be giving you clues to what it is that you'd like to visualize for yourself. Now, my relationship with visualizing, that's been a journey. I would say this in its simplest form, it has been sitting silently in meditation and allowing myself to see what I want, to ask myself the questions, because you'll often hear me say that the answers are in the questions. So to visualize means you are asking yourself, what do I want? And you are allowing yourself this space to conjure up images and feelings surrounding and around what it is that you would like for yourself. And that is why it is the step two of my Science of Change process. So you must first know what you want. And if you don't know what you want, it's okay to begin to visualize and see how that makes you feel, or even take action and see how that makes you feel. And if it doesn't feel good, you can repeat the whole thing over again. What do I want? Let me see it. Let me take action. Does it feel good? So visualizing is your mental playground. It's a roadmap. It's there to help you make sense of what actions to take. And guess what? It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be this place where you get to open your mind and really, really bust out of any of the boxes that you think you should be in, or the boxes that society puts you in, or any of the constrictions that you feel aren't for you. This is your time to use your imagination and go crazy, go wild, and really vision out. See your world big and bold. And the second part of visualizing, if you want to really take it to another level, is once you really see it in your mind, is to use your surroundings to speak it into existence. Use the people around you to take that vision from your imagination and start saying it out into the world as if it's already happened. Kind of like what I just told you about the I'm so happy and grateful now that. That's a personal practice. And then the kind of outwardly practice with other people is share it. Start to charge up the energy around it. Visualize it and then visualize it out loud with people. Create energy and almost like a force around it already happening, because you never know the someone who knows the someone. You never know what dots connect when you are bold enough to put what you want out there into the world and bring it from your mind into speaking it into existence. Another quote that I really like is, we cannot create a new future by holding on to the emotions of the past. Joe Dispenza said that, one of my favorites when talking about neuroscience and manifesting. He's got such an amazing perspective, and what an amazing mentor too. So why do I like this quote? Because when you give yourself permission to visualize, you are in essence allowing yourself to let go of what was and open up to what could be. But if you are holding on to the known, the familiar, you hold yourself back from the vastness of the opportunities and experiences that you can conjure up in your mind and in your life. So again, that quote talks about we cannot create a new future by holding on to the emotions of the past. You must create your future from your future, not your past. So yeah, make visualization fun. It's such an important piece when it comes to being the creator of your life, which is what Metamorphize is all about, which is what I'm all about empowering you to be. Because when you're the creator of your life, it means that you're taking responsibility for how you want to feel, experiences that you're having. And this usually comes from having a vision.
It's time for Ask Lisa.
I'm so excited that a bunch of people wrote in for the Ask Lisa section on visualization. I love this one. Thank you, Francisco, who wrote to me asking, well, how do you fight procrastination? And at first when I got this, I was like, wait, I'm talking about visualization. But then again, I realized, yes, exactly. What a strong link between visualization and procrastination. Because when you have a vision, and if you do allow yourself to have a big enough vision, it's going to scare you. And you can listen to the last episode on fear if you want to learn how to use fear as your guide. But fear is going to be there. And one of the ways that fear shows up in our lives is through procrastination. So how do you fight it? Well, congratulations, first of all, for getting here, because having a vision is the most important part. From here, you can make a roadmap. And one of the most coaching sentences that I always throw out there is, for that to happen, what needs to happen? So to fight procrastination, my suggestion is to first recognize when you're procrastinating, and then see if you're trying to bite off more than you can chew. See if you're to-do list is too big, or the task at hand is overwhelming, because usually we procrastinate when something doesn't feel doable. Or if it's an emotional block where the fear is taking over and it's not letting you move on, yeah, you're gonna have to have a little conversation with yourself and decide to push through a discomfort, push through this unknown space, and allow yourself to try something new. Because if you're procrastinating, you're prolonging the inevitable. You're actually just stalling when you know what you really want. So, you know, discipline is freedom, and it's gonna maybe require you to sit with yourself and make a plan. So I hope that's helpful, Francisco, and you can do it. All right, another question. I love these two kind of came in from Laura, same person. So she was talking about how do you visualize, like break down the steps to visualizing her next move in her life. And I think it specifically is where to live. And this is the beauty of visualization, because you can use your mind in so many ways. You can sit there and you can travel, literally. You can travel to the Maldives and imagine living there. You can travel to Greece, or you can travel down into a neighborhood down the street. That's the beauty of the mind. It can take you many places while your body is in one place. So when you are specifically thinking about where to live, sometimes I say to see what it is, you must know what it isn't. Start to use your imagination and see yourself in a mountain home. Tune into what that feels like. Does it feel good to wake up and have mountain life, hiking, and where do you get your food, the lifestyle that you would have? Then use your imagination and take yourself to the beach. Is that what you want to wake up, see the sunrise, the sunset over the water? Then take yourself to a busy hustle and bustle city. And no matter where you take your mind, just tuning in, is this how I want to feel? So much of the decisions that we need to make in our life should be driven by the feelings. And at the same time, it can get a little bit tricky with feelings because they aren't always the great meter of where to go, because sometimes they lie to us and they are driven from programs. So it's most important thing here is question everything and to begin to see it in your mind. And then maybe this sounds like a little contradiction to everything, but at the end of the day, you're going to have to take action on something. And that's where you're going to really gather the most information, because the truth is a vision won't create itself. You have to take action and then really assess your situation. So visualizing is a roadmap. It's ideas. It's there to help you think big and maybe come up with something that wasn't there before. But it's really through aligned action that you see and feel what is next. And another follow-up question that Laura had was, how do I not limit myself to visualizing my dreams? And I think what she's trying to say here is, how do you really sit there and feel into the vastness and not hold yourself back? It's a really great question, because in some ways, you can only imagine what you know. And how do you push past so that you're not limiting? And this is where I do think looking around you and getting inspiration, because if someone else did it, so can you. If you want a house on the beach or a private jet or whatever big dream you want, if someone else has it, that means it's possible. And that means you can take that and kind of bust through your own limitations, because the only thing stopping you will be you. And the more you can just link on to the bigness of what's out there, but also breaking it down to doable steps so it doesn't overwhelm you and or begin that procrastination cycle, that's what's going to be important here. But yeah, the sky really is the limit. So dream big, Laura. You got this. Can't wait to visit you in your new location. Send your questions to Lisa Mehta at metamorphize.com. So I'm going to wrap up with, how do I actually visualize for myself and share a little bit about some of my hacks or techniques. You know, it's going to sound simple and obvious, but sitting for 5 minutes a day minimum or more. If you're a meditator, I usually sit for at least 10 to 20. And sit with yourself in silence and give yourself that permission to vision out something so you can get specific. So if you're thinking, oh, I need or like a new job, you can just take yourself down the rabbit hole there. Where do you see yourself? Where am I in this job? Who's around me? How does it feel? What am I doing? Am I at a computer? Am I using my hands? You know, and you start to just play. So that's one of the ways that I do it, is I literally every day I sit in meditation. Sometimes I'm actively using my mind to visualize, and sometimes I'm actively listening to what wants to come through. So those are great ways to play with the idea of meditation. Another thing that if you're feeling a little bit lost with vision, one of the ways that I use an indicator in my life is to pay attention to following the love and the laughter and the joy, and look at the parts of your life that make you feel good. Who around you is really supporting you to feel your best self? Who around you can you be your true authentic self? And this is great when you feel like you're at a time in your life where you're like, I just don't know. I don't know what I want. I don't know where to go. Like even the thing that Laura asked of like where to live, you know, you tune into what makes me feel good. Where am I laughing? Where am I having a great time? Who are those people? What are the activities? And then it's almost like you're crafting a vision around those things, because right, let's be honest, we all want to create a vision that makes us feel good. That's the whole point, is that we're creating visions based on experiences that make us feel alive and invigorated, and we want to live our best life. So that's how I do it. And I am so excited for all of your visions that you're going to have. And if you need any support around this, let me know. So yeah, happy visioning in and visioning out, and enjoy visualizing and take a deep breath in as you see yourself achieving what you set out to do, because you can do it. So follow the love, follow the laughter, the joy, and until next time, our next episode is going to be on evaluate. Gotta check in with ourselves, right? Make sure we're on the right path. So subscribe to Design for Living on Apple or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, or live and direct on jasoncharles.net podcast network talk channel. And happy manifesting. Lisa out.
Design for Living with Lisa Mehta on jasoncharles.net.
Going through some changes. Going through some changes.
JasonCharles.net.
Deep talk, deep sounds.
That was so deep.
Very, very deep.